It was June 16, 1858, in Springfield, Illinois, and the summer air was oppressively hot. Carts rattled on cobblestone streets, and soldiers in suffocating uniforms dotted the area. Summer sunshine showed itself in beads of sweat rolling down collars of suits, and ladies' dresses instituted the feeling of being drowned in mountains of fabric. Every minute or so, you could see men and women pull at their collars to escape the dreadful summer weather for a mere second. It was hard to be in the crowd and not smell the person next to you. The air was heavy with humidity and anticipation, and large crowds of people began to amass around the now empty podiums. However, all this uncomfortable suffering is worth it to attend one of the 7 Lincoln-Douglas debates.
A husband and wife sit near the back of the crowd, looking ill-mannered but intrigued, and carrying suitcases as if they had just traveled a long way just to watch this event. They had traveled all the way by train from New York just to hear Lincoln speak. They were abolitionists like many of their peers, and were excited to see how both Lincoln's and Douglas's contradictory opinions played out, especially in a more southern state. The lady anxiously tugged on the fabric of her gloves and dress, the heat making it heavy and uncomfortable. Her husband sat by her in an equally fancy attire, with a suit that was not any more breathable than his wife's outfit. As they started to get comfortable, they waited with anticipation for the debate to begin.
This debate was one of the 7 Lincoln-Douglas debates that to take place in Illinois. As Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas stepped out onto the stage, they were met with deafening applause as the audience finally saw what they came to see. As they took their places at their respective podiums, Lincoln's 6'4 frame towered a foot over Douglas. Douglas has many times voiced his pro-slavery opinion, so everyone was eager to hear what he had to say. Douglas began his speech with a confident, suave manner. This gave the impression that he knew what he was talking about, and he quickly got people's attention. And though he sounded sure of himself with his anti-abolitionist speech, his views on the matter were met with words of hatred from the crowd that was grossing by the second. And the couple that had once sat silently in the crowd was beginning to grow fired up as they wholeheartedly supported Lincoln and had disagreed with everything Douglas stood for.
As Douglas finished off his speech and Lincoln approached his podium, he was greeted with the many varying opinions of the crowd, growing more agitated as the sun continued to beat down on them. Lincoln began to mention the social and political evil that defined slavery, growing more passionate with each passing moment. The crowd was getting more involved, and the excruciating heat seemed to fade away at this moment in time. The series of responses to their opponent continued on until the debate was declared over and the masses of people began to leave to escape the dreadfully uncomfortable weather. But this debate will go down in history as one of the many crucial Lincoln-Douglas debates.